So, Don, after hearing about your elk hunt and the fact that you did that unguided, what percentage of your hunting is guided versus DIY?
I do a lot of do it yourself because, again, I don't just hunt once a year to talk about it at a cocktail party. It's really a part of my life, that fishing, whatever it may be. So, almost every weekend I'm in the woods doing something again, whether it's, fly fishing in the summer or hunting in the, spring season for turkey or in the fall, like right now, I'll be in a tree stand probably every day of the weekend, doing something. So I do a lot of do it yourself. Now I'm also lucky, that, I can do some pretty great hunts all over the world. And so, I'll do one or two, guided hunts where, this summer I did a great sheep hunt in the Yukon and, obviously you're not even allowed to do some of those things, do it yourself. And frankly, I probably wouldn't have the time to set up everything to do it right. And so, I am a big believer in using guides when I can because they know the areas, they understand what's going on. And if I'm going somewhere new for the first time and with the limited amount of time that, I get to get for vacation, with a rather hectic life, I think they're great. But, so much in terms of the days of the year that I hunt is really do it yourself because it's, hanging tree stands in the summer, for the fall season, hunting those most weekends, throughout, trying to immerse my kids in it and, making sure they're not, just this sort of city kid, but they're exposed to everything and, getting them into, the lifestyle just hopefully that they can get the same benefits, of being an outdoorsman that I've gotten. So, in the end, I'd say 75, 80% of what I'm doing is all, do it yourself because I'm hunting properties that I've done and it's not, do it yourself, show up somewhere else. It's, it's the entire process. It's, reloading if it's for guns, fletching my own arrows, tying my own flies. But, getting out there and hanging stands, for me, it's all part of the process. I mean, I've had just as good a time prepping for hunts, and getting ready for hunts as I do actually on the hunts. And so, to me, it's all part of it. So, I'd say most of what I'm doing is do it yourself, but, again, I've been really lucky to be able to, get away and get all over the world, to hunt, in which case, I do rely on some of that local knowledge and, take very copious notes, on those hunts and try to learn from other hunters. And, I have log books that go back, years of all the cool stuff I've learned along the way. And I apply that stuff to my do-it-yourself hunts, even in different environments. And it's amazing sort of the level of knowledge you can build up, to become a better and more proficient hunter and, just have a great time doing it. So, I really like it all, but I'd say the majority of my stuff is do-it-yourself.